Hi, malt friends. This is Jamie again, and I'm cracking open Survivor Diaries Avalanche, Chapter 3. Here we go. Adrenaline surged through me as I realized what was happening. If you all remember, at the end of Chapter 2, the last thing that she screamed, right as the snow beneath her feet started to slide away, was, "Avalanche!" All right, so adrenaline surged through me as I realized what was happening. We had skied onto the lip of a dangerously loaded snowfield. It was like a gigantic dinner plate that starts breaking up. I saw cracks, and I felt the unstable snow shift again beneath me. "Ash!" I heard Ryan yell, but there was no time. Our avalanche lessons kicked into my brain. I pointed to my skis, to the side, and a little down the hill. I had to get past the slab and out of the path of the sliding avalanche. A churning pile of debris swept around me, broken trees, chunks of ice. My skis hit something and they blew off. I stumbled a moment before I remembered, "Swim hard, swim hard." I started to do a backstroke towards the trees. Kicking my arms and legs as hard as I could, I tried to stay on the surface of the moving flow. Being in the chaos was nothing like they had told us at the training. How could someone possibly swim in this? Everything seemed to be happening so fast. I spied a tree. When I grabbed a hold of its trunk, snow rushed around my head. A big noise like a thunder boomed behind me, and I felt the rumble. I glanced behind just in time to see the wall of snow begin to envelop me. It ripped me from the tree trunk, along with a seething mass of branches. I was swept up and tumbled over and over. No matter which direction I was tossed in, all I could see was empty, cold whiteness. Choking snow was everywhere. I was trundled through trees, and I felt my right leg twist. The whole world was collapsing. I hit something hard and stopped dead. Thickening snow quickly encased me. I only had time to throw one hand in front of my face to make an airway, and the other hand above my head. Everything went still. Darkness. My panicked breathing roared in my ears. I was dead. I was going to die here unless Ryan escaped the avalanche and came to dig me out. Yes, of course he was okay. He had to be okay. He was Ryan. He was the best at everything. And he'd find me and he would save me. But then I realized we hadn't turned on our avalanche beacons. They were lying at the bottom of the packs. Ryan wouldn't be able to trace my transceiver beneath the snow unless I had it on and was wearing it like we were supposed to be. I needed to conserve my oxygen, do my counting, and slow my breathing. Breathe in four counts. 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out four counts. 1, 2, 3, 4. Repeat. Once I focused on my breathing, I started to calm down, and I realized my arm felt cold. It took me another moment to understand why. It was wind. My arm was above the snow. I brushed at the top of my helmet. There was less snow than I had imagined. The darkness turned lighter as I clawed at the snow in front of my face, and then suddenly my face was free. I gulped the fresh air. Frantically, I set to work freeing my other arm. "Ryan!" I screamed. "Where are you? Help!" There was no response. I kept digging. With both hands free, I wiggled out of my backpack and scrambled to the surface. I rolled up on top of the snow, blinking my eyes. When I reached up to rub them, I felt my helmet and shakily ripped it off my head. I stared at the hole I had just been in, and all I could think was, that was almost my grave. That lonely hole, dark and cold. What just happened? Why? My mind wouldn't focus. I could only sit there, gaping. I began to shiver. That woke me up. I realized I had to get moving fast. "Ryan!" I screamed. But then immediately I peered up at the mountain, fearing another avalanche slide. I couldn't help scream again. "Help somebody! Anyone!" Desperately, I scanned the area. Nothing but a wide swath of white between the stark trunks of the spruce trees. I'd been swept right off the mountain and into a ravine. Tons of snow had slammed into the valley, maybe 200 feet across. How deep? Where was Ryan? When I crawled to my feet, a stabbing pain in my knee made me gasp, and I pitched back down to the ground. And then I saw his ski pole sticking out of the snow. Okay, friends, that's it for chapter 3. Chapter 4 tomorrow. Bye, everybody.